BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Marsha Ibishitz, MDI Management Development Institute, in our Aiming for Alpha segment. So you've been here for the last 2 years. What are the improvements that you've seen?
A lot. As I see it, I mean, I'm working in Europe and in Asia, so I really have both sides. Yeah. And what I see is that people are really getting more and more open, to admit or to understand and to say it loudly that it's a good thing to keep on learning. Yeah. And also that sometimes very experienced people, I mean, to be honest, they don't need to go to the 12th seminar. Yeah. I mean, if I'm a 50-year-old manager, why should I go again and again to the same topics? But what is interesting for me as a 50-year-old manager, never mind if I'm working for an MNC or an SME, is to get together with somebody and to share thoughts and to get inspiration by this person. Sometimes you might be in a stuck state, you know, like, what should I do now? And then there is the coach who asks you questions. And these questions, this is the basic idea, these questions help you to release your own potential and to find your own answers.
Interesting that you should talk about MNCs and SMEs. I would see that MNCs are probably more open to the concept of coaching and all that. How do you address the resistance to CEOs and SMEs?
You mean these guys who are telling, I have no time, I have no money?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if you would come to me and tell me, I have no time and I have no money, and why should I spend then some money on coaching, then I would say coaching is perfect for you. Because if you have no time, then you obviously have no time to read a book to learn something new, because this takes even longer. If you say, I have no money for that, yeah, then surely a seminar or a longer training or a development program is much longer and much more expensive. So the perfect thing is to get connected with a single coach and to meet him for 1 hour and get your inspiration, and then to decide from time to time when you want to use this person again.
Right, and you were saying that there are many forms of coaching. It doesn't have to be sitting down next to a person.
Yeah, no, not at all, yeah.
You can do this online, you can do it through other methods.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So may I give you an example on that?
Please.
Because when I left Europe 2 years ago, I thought, okay, I will have to shift all my coaches to some very, very valued colleagues. And then some of the coaches and some of the clients resisted. You know, there was resistance and said, no, I want to continue working with you. And I said, okay, but you know, I mean, I'm 10,000 kilometers away. And then they said, yeah, but I mean, isn't there, I don't know, Skype or isn't there online? And then I said, yeah, we can give it a try. Because until that time, I just did it from time to time, yeah, when it was necessary. But for 2 years now, I do virtual coaching on a really regular basis. And this is, of course, I mean, the price is that it's not so personal. Yeah? But usually I try to meet these people twice or three times a year personally. And the rest of the meetings, as many as are necessary, we do via Skype with the video conference, or we also do sometimes chatting.
Right. Yeah. So how often do you meet with a person, say, you know, is 2 weeks too much, or 2 weeks is just about right when you sort of catch up with the person again?
That all depends completely on the topic and the target. So from my opinion, I'm one of these coaches who prefers to have a defined time frame and defined meetings. I am not a follower of let's start a coaching and see what comes out in 2 years' time. Yeah. So what I usually do is we define the current situation, we analyze, we define parameters, how we want to measure the change. Then we define the target, and then we define with each other how many meetings are necessary. The minimum that I work with are 3 meetings. So we have this first meeting, then we have the first session, second session, then there is, let's say, I don't know, around 6 weeks' time so that the person can really implement all the things that he worked out for himself. And then we have a final follow-up meeting. And after that, then it gets really interesting. Because after that, we evaluate, of course, if the person is satisfied or not. And after that, I usually do not offer any more big contracts unless the person really wants it and has a big topic. The only thing I offer is that he uses me as a real tool. So if, like, I don't know, a hammer, a pint, a screwdriver, yeah? So if he needs something, then he can call me. And I tell you what, I have 4 guys. I'm working with them now for 12 years. I mean, they started as a simple employee, and one had now just had the latest promotion from regional head of Western Europe. And this guy, he calls me for 10 years between once a year and 8 times a year. It's just depending on the situation where he is. And this is a way which I like very much because it shows that we are both equal.
And you're a sounding board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Marsha Ibishitz from MDI Management Development Institute in our Aiming for Alpha segment. Can you share some of the things that you'll be talking about at the seminar?
Oh, yeah, sure. What we are going to talk about is what is the most important things if you really want to implement coaching in your company. The next thing is how to define resistance. How can you understand where does resistance come from? Because, I mean, resistance is not always something like, I don't want it. It can be fooling around. Resistance can be very silent, yeah? And so it's also it will also be some information on how to use resistance and how to see resistance in a very positive way. And, of course, the biggest part will be in the seminar to talk about what are the tools, yeah, how to implement coaching in the company and also how to choose the right coach. Because this is also very, very important that you really find the right person for your demand.
One last question. Any advice to CEOs out there who are thinking about coaching?
Yeah.
What's your word?
My word is everybody has all the resources in himself. Your employees are the experts for problem solution. And I would really like to encourage you to support and to allow every employee in your companies to live his full potential for the biggest benefit for every company.
Thank you, Marsha. And I've been speaking to Marsha Ibishitz, the managing partner of MDI Management Development Institute in our Aiming for Alpha segment. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.